Allegations made in what has become known as the Trojan Horse Letter suggested that children were not being kept safe in Birmingham schools. Ofsted and the Education Funding Agency have investigated those allegations. Their reports and other relevant documents have today been placed in the library of the House. Let me set out their findings and my actions. Ofsted states that head teachers reported an organised campaign to target schools in order to alter their character and ethos with a culture of fear and intimidation. Head teachers who had a record of raising standards reported they had been marginalised or forced out of their jobs. One school leader was so frightened about speaking to the authorities that a meeting had to be arranged in a supermarket car park. Ofsted concluded that governors are trying to impose and promote a narrow, faith-based ideology in what are non-faith schools, specifically by narrowing the curriculum, manipulating staff appointments, and using school funds inappropriately. Overall, Ofsted inspected 21 schools. 3 were good or outstanding. 12 were found to require improvement. The remaining 6 are inadequate and are in special measures. Let me explain why. At one secular primary school, terms such as white prostitute, unsuitable for primary children's ears, were used in Friday assemblies run exclusively by Muslim staff. The school organised visits to Saudi Arabia, open only to Muslim pupils. And senior leaders told inspectors that a madrasa had been established and been paid for from the school's budget. Ofsted concluded the school was not adequately ensuring that pupils have opportunities to learn about faith in a way that promotes tolerance and harmony between different cultures. At one secular secondary school, staff told officials the call to prayer was broadcast over the playground using loudspeakers. Officials observed lessons had been narrowed to comply with conservative Islamic teachings. In biology, students were told, evolution is not what we believe.